Hello?
Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you, William?
Very good. How are you?
Good, good.
And it's been a while since we've talked outside the, I guess, that burger stand, right?
Yeah, I think it's been like, what, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. So you made it back to Vegas okay, and all is well?
Yeah, it was quite the trip back.
Did something happen, or is it just like crazy at the airport?
We got stuck in Salt Lake for a day, but that's all right.
Oh, my. Wow.
It was par for the course, though, because we got stuck in Memphis getting to Austin.
Oh, my God. Who did you fly with?
Delta.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That Delta's awful.
It was a weird, like, customer service loop nightmare situation.
Oh, man. Yeah, we looked through Delta. We've had delays. We've missed flights, everything. So we don't even bother with them anymore.
I just don't want to go through Memphis anymore. That was one of the worst experiences.
I've never been through Memphis, but I'll take your word for it, and hopefully I never have to fly through there ever again.
Well, the situation was we had an hour. We were there an hour and a half before the flight left, and long story short, they didn't let us on the plane because they couldn't figure out our ticket, and they let the plane go with two seats open, so it was really weird.
Oh, that is weird. Yeah, and they never do anything to resolve any of those types of problems with Delta, I've found. I don't know if you got... Did you get a ticket out of it or anything? Or
no, I didn't, and, you know, it wasn't Delta proper. It was Delta Connection, so I can't say it was Delta as the main company. It was like a connection... smaller jet, Mesaba Airlines problem.